BIPF Bizarre Interest Productions, and when it comes to think pieces of Beyblade X, the two most common critiques of Beyblade X, or at least the ones that earn the most complaints, are Exu wins too much and he needs to lose, and Bird loses too much, which equates to both of them being reasons to hate X, and hey, personally, I get it. But for me, anytime it comes to a story, I like to analyze why an author or storyteller chose to make a decision in the story, what it's going for, the themes and intentions, and then discuss on the execution. The funny part about criticism in writing is that there's no predetermined rules on what makes something work or doesn't, but we prescribe them based on what's generally well-received in the cultural zeitgeist. And the funny thing is, despite what I said, you'll find people who really like and hate Common X and Bird. There's videos crapping on Exu purely for the fact that he wins all the time, and some people see him as the worst protagonist in Beyblade, which, even if I agreed with that take, I don't even think there's a protagonist in Beyblade that deserves that title at all. Like, okay, Hyuga needs more development, but he's harmless, and there's videos analyzing the fact that Exu is a prodigy blader, and the why and how his character is genuinely fascinating to watch, combined with what people see as a character who represents autism, alongside the split between people who like the fact that his wounds make sense, and those who do like the fact that the wounds make sense, but feel like if the story just made sure to balance its focus on other characters, that his wins won't always just be seen as the only deciding factor in the story. And then there's Bird. Sweet, innocent Bird. The thing is, I'm not sure people hate Bird or just the fact that he doesn't win. Like, one of the biggest videos on his website is about how the series is bad only 9 to 15 episodes in because he doesn't win. And even when I do research on figuring out what people's opinions on Bird are, outside of his win rate, I don't see people just talking about his character. The funny thing is, I've lately seen people be praising him for his work ethic and attempts to improve and grow, now wishing he actually has some more development towards his battle record. Which, to its credit, I feel like people tend to ignore the fact that despite not winning conventionally, he does get some personal victories and achievements by the start of the match between Yggdrasil and Persona. You know, being able to figure out the Nemesis riddle without his team and almost pulls out a victory, fighting Takumi long enough to get Burn on the scene and stop him from burning himself out, actually does really well against Ichigo and just barely loses. Yes, by actual real-life standards, he would have won, but semantics. Plus, Ichigo confirmed that she accidentally set herself up to count over his levels. Then you have him trying to apologize to Pakun, well, try to redeem Pakun's reputation, more like, shows that he's a better person than some of us give most people who want to punch the kid's lights out for what he did. And then there's the fact that his efforts have earned him fans, the respect of his former teammates, his current teammates, who will actually defend him and still remain friendly and loyal despite the numerous amount of people who actively think, man, wouldn't it be interesting if Persona had ditched Bird and forced him to strike out on his own? No. Is actually able to go into the final round and then scare Shieru crapless and avoid anything other than sleepouts, and is able to use all three of his Beyblades effectively, earn Pakun's praise for coming close with Hell's Hammer, finally inherit Hell's Scythe to be used on the world stage like Multi always dreamed of and got a point of Shieru, and became one of the few people in Season 1 to pull off an extreme finish that almost net him the win. Then in Season 2, he defeats Mako, beats Togoro before Yuni ends up only winning because of the missing parts, because you can't exactly get rid of a Beyblade while in the middle of the battle, is able to fight Mako and Cadover at the same time, and has the least controversial battle in Zodiac vs. Persona's finale, in terms of the manga at least. But shouldn't Multi, well, not shouldn't, more like, Multi tends to avoid the hate for the most part. I know some people still actually hate her, but how does she avoid most of the criticism regarding Persona's protagonist? Well, okay, manga-wise, some people have had some problems with her. Some people don't like how she dismisses Birds a lot, or as the kids say, lectures Bird and glazes Exu. Like when she says it's worth crafting blades for bladers like X while dismissing Bird. Can get grumpy at times. Hell, I've seen people complain she needs more losses. And the influencer angle kind of annoys some people, but to be fair, everyone's trying to be one nowadays. Hell, someone was mad the anime gave her more fights, even the ones she lost, because allegedly she was an idiot for not using Wizard Arrow and having it move around. You know, multi-stationary stamina type that's able to counter-attack. But bad faith arguments aside, I'm actually surprised there's not a lot of hate to her. First, there's the fact that she made a big impact as a one-woman team trying to take advantage of Bird's naivety, in order to make an engaging performance in the battle and win, while also having an effective strategy against Exu that would have worked against anyone else. And then when she cried and we know she was going to join a team, we actually get to see her influencer talents to work promoting her new friends and team. I know some people don't exactly like her costume gimmick, but it actually adds to her character. She likes to match her attire based on either her stamina or defense blade uses, and we see her with different outfits that portray her interests. Detective when using her brain to solve riddles and puzzles, and, you know, it kind of makes sense a scientist on the team would, well, dress up like one since she takes bay designing and crafting so seriously. Then there's the fact she's the only person in the main cast of a series that's not a controversial legendary blader from Fury, or Free that uses a stamina type blade and isn't neglected, that's also treated with respect and with actual challenges and obstacles that allow her to show off her skills. For example, you have the Tall Girl fight where she intentionally goes for a stamina versus stamina duel, where it's both a ploy to wow the crowd, but she also has a plan behind it. Then there's the cutover battle where she uses Bird's fight to figure out her own counterattack and, you know, beat the challenge. For the best example, let's actually take her fight with Yuni. Throughout the match, she's formulating ways to beat Yuni despite losing the first two rounds. She's able to parry her offensive special, work around her defensive style, and go for a two-point catch-up, figures out how Yuni shifted her elbows whenever she goes for attack or defense, then not only survives her double universe extreme dash, which is hard to beat given that it attacks twice, but counters with Raining Lance via momentum. Then there's the fight with Pakun, where she not only defended Bird in both versions against Pakun, but completely threw him off his expectations to shut up his attempts to stop her own creations, then humiliated him in front of everyone. And man, the manga did a good job of this, but the anime even excelled it more when you get to see the video in full glory. And the anime actually helps out in this regard too. But the pain she felt about not being able to catch up with her sister put all the work she has done into perspective the moment you realize everything she has done and tried to accomplish was to catch up with the one person she wanted to not only beat, but also be a part of her journey in life. And Shigeru kind of dismissed some of her aspects about her personality a few times, like the cosplay. Though clearly she couldn't really tell the impact of her words, and Shigeru doesn't really understand people sometimes. And after all their hard work, effort, and dedication, she came this close to beating her sister in the manga. While in the anime, she at least managed a draw with her sister. I still think the anime should have given her two wins in one round via either a ring-up finish, and then have the extreme dash attempt be able to decide it, since that would give her at least 2 points or 1 point. 2 points or 3 points. But the heartbreak when it happened was just so damn rough to watch. And hey, to her credit, she did lose in Season 1, she lost to Exu in Episode 3, she lost to Shigeru in Episode 34, she lost to Rex in Episode 37, she lost to Chrome Ryugu as Kamen Y in Episode 40, though, again, it's Chrome Ryugu, and he did try to mimic exactly how Exu beat her. Then, she lost again to Shigeru in Episode 48, and that's not counting the two flashbacks she lost to an unknown blader or Shigeru. So, yeah, she doesn't lose too much, but she doesn't win as much and still gets her time to shine, which kind of explains why she doesn't get the brunt of hate toward that Bird gets or the amount of hate that Exu gets. When it comes to Season 2, I've seen some pushback regarding the anime adding her self-doubt arc, but most people seem to appreciate it, including myself, particularly because it not only gives her something to do, but it keeps up with the world building and a natural reaction as someone's trying to keep up with the mental arms race of blading production. After all, in those first, 10 episodes? Well, 10 to 13 episodes, her teammates' rivals are arguing upgrades and new blades. Then Tenkan arrives and defeats almost all of her creations and teammates while pushing her to get stronger and make improvements. The downside is that there are episodes we don't see much of her, but it actually makes the weight of her, not just, well, her return, but the new Beyblade she produced. After all, Ryu, Ghost Girl, just finished psyching Bird out, and naturally she'd avenge her leader's loss, and her new Beyblades are given the gravitas they deserve for the most part. Which also leads into elements like Yoko blading her own X-Blade, and Zodiac wanting to take countermeasures to deal with those responsible for, you know, being inspired by the blueprints that they observed from Besa. So, yeah, it's weird because whenever I see any discussion on how X sucks, everyone brings up Bird and Exu, but no one brings up Multi. Is it because no one who hates the show wants to give Multi any credit for being something good in a series that they don't like? Or they just find her boring, which, hey, even if I disagree, fair enough, but at least give me some valid reasons why. After all, is it hard to give credit towards something you actually like? YouTube grifters are good at doing it, so why can't we? Well, that's all for now. VIP of Bizarre Interest Productions, and try to be multifaceted in your thinking. Signing off.